This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you have a gardening question, if you have a problem in your yard, or you're going to be putting in some new perennials, maybe a rose garden, your lawn doesn't look like it what it should be, you're looking for ideas for shrubbery or a tree, give me a call. Don't be shy. Pick up the phone. It's toll free. And the number here is 855-660-4261. So call, and you can talk to Isaiah. Isaiah, who's up first this hour?
All right, Paul. Up first, we have Vivian. She is from Massachusetts, and she has a question about her wisteria.
Okay. Vivian, good morning. How can we help you with your wisteria today?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Wonderful. And yourself?
Excellent. Thank you.
Good.
I just wanted to comment. You have the trip going to Iceland?
Yes.
I just got back from Iceland. We went the end of February, first week of March. It was absolutely wonderful.
Good. So you really, really enjoyed it?
Absolutely. Yeah, we went. There was six of us who went. We went. We saw the Northern Lights. We went to the Blue Lagoon, we went snowmobiling, we went horseback riding, we did everything. It was gorgeous.
Oh, wonderful. I'm glad you had a good time. We're just looking for some place that we don't have to worry about any crazy people creating a problem like what's going on in Europe now. I mean, I just don't feel safe going there. And I've always looked at Iceland, and I figured, well, this is the year, and we got a really good price, so I'm really thrilled, and thank you for letting us know that you had a good time and you enjoyed it.
Yeah, the other thing that we did, we went on this, it's a Golden Circle food tour or something like that, and we went and we visited greenhouses and the old farms and stuff. That was really interesting also.
Oh, good. I'll have to check into that. Thank you.
Yep. Okay, my wisteria. I have two wisteria in my backyard that have been in the backyard for years. I bought the house 25 years ago, and they were already there, but we had cut them down a lot. Now, the last 5 years, I put up a, like, wine trellis, grape trellis or a pergola.
Right.
Between the two of them. So there's, like, 20 feet between the two of them, and I'm getting them to grow up and cover the trellis.
Okay.
Which is fine, except I can't get any flowers. How do I get flowers?
Okay. How much sun do you get?
Pretty much all day.
Okay. And so the plants are at least 25 years old. Now, did they bloom before, or they've never flowered?
When they were like two individual plants, they were blooming. And
okay.
I would go out and I would trim them, and I would get one that was really blooming. It seems to be an older one.
Right.
But since trying to train them to go up over this this trellis, I don't know when I should cut them back. I don't know if I should. I don't know, you know.
Okay.
They've got it's a good cover. I get a lot of leaves, et cetera, et cetera. So it's very nice in the summer for a nice little place to sit in the shade. But I'm just wondering about the flowers.
Okay. Wisteria will make the flower buds during August, September, and October.
Okay.
And normally they bloom during May, usually around Mother's Day. I lived in Scituate, south of Boston, and the nursery that I worked at, we had the most beautiful wisteria tree. And on Mother's Day, we would put cones around it so cars wouldn't park and people would pose in front of it and take pictures. And it was fantastic. And what I did is I would let it come into bloom. We'd enjoy all the flowers. When it finished flowering, I would clean as many of the dead blossoms as possible so that it didn't use its energy to make seed. And I fed it, and I let it grow. And around the 4th of July, it had probably made 3 feet of new growth. Mm. And I took half of it off. So I would take 18 to 24 inches off, shape that plant to give me the shape that I want. And then what I found out is during July and August, 1 year I was watering it more than I ever did because I made a display. And I kept watering the plants near the display and the wisteria tree at the same time. And the following year it bloomed even more. So I said, okay, I'll start watering it during July and August. And every year, because I watered it during July and August, fed it when it finished blooming, fed it again in August and September, either one, the plant went crazy. So from my experiences with it is in July, around the 4th of July, cut back the new growth by 50%. In your case, you're training it. So just cut the tips of some of the vines so that it stops blooming, it stops growing, and that will thicken the stem. It will tell the plant, okay, go from vegetative growth to flower bud production.
Mm-hmm.
And keep it well watered during July and August. And I watered it once a week. I just took a sprinkler, set it up, gave everything a good drink, and they did wonderful. And then again, I fed it in the fall, a late summer, early fall, and that wisteria bloomed like crazy.
Awesome. Did you feed it with like a plant tone?
Yeah. What I did is I took plant tone, I took a crowbar, and I used a 25-pound bag, and yours being as old as they are, you could probably give them a good 20, 25 pounds per plant. I started 18 inches from the main stem and punched in 4 holes. Went out another foot, and I punched 5 or 6 holes. Went out another foot, punch another 6 or 7 holes because the circle kept getting bigger and bigger. And I put like a half a handful in each hole till I used the whole 25-pound bag. And, boy, it did it response.
Excellent. The at the base of it, it always gets these runners that go out in the lawn. Should I just cut those off right at the trunk?
Yeah, okay. Cut those off because it's like a sucker. It's just stealing the energy. And you want all of your growth to be on the top of the plant and the side of the plant so that you can train it onto the arbor. But if around the 4th of July, you can just take the runners, because they'll grow from May until July. They'll grow 6-7 feet. Mm-hmm. And if you want it to continue to grow towards that arbor, just cut the tips off. And that will stop it. It's already grown 6 feet, and that's enough for a year. And instead of the plant stems getting longer and longer and longer, you've cut that terminal bud, and now the vine itself will get thicker.
Okay.
And that,
yeah,
and that will make it stronger. And what will happen is the following year, because you cut the main leader, you'll have two shoots that will develop from that vine, because the plant will try and develop a new leader. And it will send out two. So now your plant will get thicker, and you'll also have more flower buds. But I found that July and August, if you could just put the sprinkler on for like a half an hour and really saturate that ground. If we're getting plenty of rain, then don't worry about it. But if you're getting, you know, 85, 90, 95 degree temperatures, you're not getting any rain, give it a good drink, and you'll see the plant will respond positively for you.
Yeah, giving it the good drink may be the issue, because in Milford here, we're still on a level 4 water ban, so we cannot water outside.
Okay. Well, what you could
but
do...
But I'll figure something out. I'm trying to set up a rain barrel and everything this year, so I'm trying to work on something to get water out to, like, the lawn and the plants and stuff. So.
Right. But anything that you can do like that will benefit a great deal. Now, you can't... Can you water with a handheld hose?
Nope. Nothing.
Nope. Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. So, we'll see if they lift that at all after all the rain we have, but they're saying they might not because it's supposed to be a dry summer. So we'll see.
Right. Hey, who knows?
Who knows? Well, I appreciate the little discussion here. Thank you very much. And enjoy Iceland.
Thank you, Vivian. We really appreciate your help. Bye-bye now. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If we can help you, give us a call. Don't be shy. Number is 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, Paul. Up next, we have Bert. He's from Massachusetts. And he has a question about his lawn today.
Okay. Bert, good morning. How can we help you out with your lawn? Are you planting it from scratch or just want to make it look better?
Tomorrow morning to do my lawn over, and it's 900 square feet.
Okay.
And I have Pearl Premium Gas Last Aid.
Right.
And I also have Water Saver Berenberger seed.
Okay.
Which seed would you use?
I mean, you could use a blend of them and use some of each.
Hello, I got to talk longer, louder. Hello?
Yeah. I mean, I would use them both. Put some of each in there. How many pounds of each grass seed do you have?
I have about 6 or 7 pounds of each.
6 or 7 pounds of each? Usually...
Three pounds.
Do you have a radio on? Can you turn it down because it bounces back? What I would do if
do
it's
a radio on.
Okay. What you need to do is this: scratch up the ground and make the soil nice and soft, and then. At that point, then you can plant your grass seed. And you're better off to put more seed than is required. When I worked at a nursery, and we were putting in a lawn for clients, we would always double the amount of seed that the package recommended. When you go through all the work of putting down the loam, getting the ground level, and all of the preparation time, the cost of grass seed is minimal all of your labor and the time spent. So if the package said it would do 1,000 square feet, we would use it for 500 square feet. And then we would use a starter fertilizer to help the seed to germinate and really come in better. And then water every day. And the best time to water a lawn is either first thing in the morning or at the end of the day, never in the middle of the day. If your air temperatures are 70, 80 plus degrees and you're watering, a lot of it's going to evaporate. So try and do it first thing in the morning and then do it again in the evening. And if you can keep that soil nice and moist, then you're going to find that the seed will germinate a lot quicker and more of the seed will germinate, so you'll have a thicker grass. So you give that a try, but double what the package says. And again, I think it was 3 pounds, did about 1,000 square feet, and we would use it on half that amount. And it worked out very, very well. Thank you. And keep it watered, okay? What you'll find out is this. Perennial rye, which is a great grass seed, that will come up the first week. And that will get you excited. And that's a sign that you just want to keep watering, okay? Then your fescues will come in during the second week. And if you have any bluegrasses, they take 3 weeks before they'll germinate and you'll see signs of them going. So you've really got to keep it wet for the first 3 weeks. And that's once a day, if possible, two, if it gets really, really hot. And if you can do that, you'll be in great shape. But remember, all grass seeds don't germinate at the same time. Rye grasses, which are really good, 1 week. Fescues take 2 weeks. And bluegrasses will take 3 weeks. So that's why they blend different varieties. Because if you plant just bluegrass and you have to wait 3 weeks, you get discouraged. Are you looking for a safe and effective organic fungicide, insecticide, and miticide product to use in your vegetable garden, on your fruit trees, in your annual, perennial, and rose garden? Then look no further than Organicide 3-in-1 Garden Spray. Late blight on tomatoes, powdery mildew on your vegetables and flower garden, and all the pests on your fruit trees. That's Organicide 3-in-1 Spray when you want to garden organically, and it's bee-friendly and safe for your entire family. If your garden is limited to containers, then it's time for you to try the Smart Pot. This incredible container is made with landscape fabric, and plants grow better in it than any other product. Better drainage, less heat buildup, better root development, and plants mature faster for earlier flowers and vegetables. Best of all, the Smart Pot does not have to be stored indoors for the winter, and it will last for years. That's the Smart Pot. I love it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number is toll free, 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up next we have Angelica from New Hampshire, and she has a question about her neighbor's lawn.
Angelica, good morning. How can we help you with your neighbor's lawn?
Morning, Paul. I've been helping my neighbor for the past few years with her lawn, and I went over there the other day to put some lime down, and I saw big patches of dead grass, and I had overseeded in the fall, so I was really surprised to see that the spots where I had put new grass seed down did not germinate. And I've been treating it with natural alternative and doing all the things that I think you're supposed to do. I'm kind of out of ideas of what to do or how to fix it. So now I'm calling you.
Okay. Did the grass seed that you planted last fall germinate and come up and grow?
That's a good question. I think some of it did. I know there was a patch that we did over near her fence that was it was completely no grass there because she had somebody coming to cut it with one of those big zero-turn lawnmowers, and it dug a big hole. So we filled it in with dirt, and we overseeded that, and that came in beautifully. But the stuff next to her driveway, I think it did come in a little bit, but maybe not as much as it did over near the fence. I did ask her if the people that were plowing her driveway, if they used salt, and she said that they only salted it once at the beginning of the season. She told them she didn't want them to use any salt because she didn't want it to affect the grass.
Right. It depends on the type of seed that you use. And
okay. Now, it was a mixture.
It was a blend of seed. So you had
from Agway.
Okay. Agway,
I believe for full sun.
Okay. And what time in the fall did you do it? September or October?
October.
Okay. I think that probably some of the seed didn't germinate, and especially if you had bluegrass in it, because bluegrass, you need to have warm soil, and you need to have at least 3 weeks. So if you seeded the 1st of October, then the seed wouldn't have germinated until at least the third week in October. And if the weather got cold, then that could have created a problem with the seed germinating. So some of the seed that you put in last fall will probably germinate this spring, especially the bluegrasses. So what I would do, I would just take a flat steel rake, just kind of scratch up the soil a little bit. You don't need to go deep, only about a half an inch, so that you don't disturb the established grass or the young seedlings from last year. And I would add some additional seed. And now is a very, very good time to plant grass seed.
Okay.
And then put the fertilizer on, but no weed killers. So just a straight fertilizer.
Okay, well, that was my next question, because when I went over there to Lyme, I did put down the natural alternative weed preventer. So how long should I wait to put the seed down, do you think?
Well, I would wait. It's an organic product, and matter of fact, your timing is right, because D from Natural Alternative will be joining us at 8 o'clock.
Oh, good. And she's wonderful.
And normally it's about 6 weeks, but why don't you stay, listen, and that will be the first question that I ask her.
Okay.
Okay. But as soon as that period, now how long ago did you put down that first step?
I just put it down. When was it? 2 days ago.
Okay.
3 days ago.
3 days ago. Okay.
Well,
she'll be joining us so that because I want to continue. This is the time to really plant grass seed. And I'll ask her that the very first thing, how long you're going to have to wait to do that and how we can work around it. But some of that seed that didn't germinate, it may come up this year. Some of it could have been really late, germinated, and only pierced the ground and really didn't grow a lot because of the time of the year. Normally the best time to plant a lawn in the fall is the end of August and during September, so that you've got a good 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks for the seed to germinate, grow, and get established before winter.
Okay,
but did you treat the whole lawn with the first step?
It wasn't actually the first step. I didn't put the first step down because the first step has the fertilizer in it.
Right.
I know that you have to bring the pH down. It has to be more alkaline for it to take it up, to take up the nutrients. So what I did was I limed it when I was there the other day, and then I put down, I forget the name of it, but it's from Natural Alternative, and it's like a weed preventer.
Okay.
So it's just like it was a separate weed preventer. I believe it has the corn gluten meal in it.
Right. And the corn gluten will prevent or at least slow down the growth of weed seeds in your ground. But she'll be joining us at 8 o'clock, which is 20 minutes away. And I'll ask her that question for you.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
Do you think that I should also do a soil test? You don't think there's any kind of like disease going on or anything like that, do you?
No. If you had a disease, what your lawn would look like on the blade of grass, you would have spots, either black or red, on the blade of grass. So if the grass is nice and green, then you wouldn't have a problem. And usually if you have snow mold, then the grass is streaked with a purplish coloration, and it's usually in low spots in your lawn where water tends to accumulate and build up.
Okay.
And very,
so it's
very
possible that some of that grass seed has not germinated and still could.
Right.
Right? Okay.
Right. Right, because okay. As I said at at the beginning, ryegrasses can germinate as quickly as a week. Fescues will take 2 weeks, and bluegrasses will take three. So
okay.
It's very possible that some of the bluegrasses germinated, they just made a little shoot, and then the weather got too cold, and it just stopped growing. And now that the weather is warming up again, it will begin to grow, and the weed killer will not kill it that you put down because it's already germinated and already growing.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but before you put down the seed, let's check with Dee, and she can tell you exactly what to do.
Perfect. I will wait for her. Thank you very much, Paul. Always very helpful.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Bye bye now. Thank you, Angelica. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, Paul. Next up, we have Sue. She's from New Hampshire, and she has a question about her bulbs.
Okay, Sue, good morning. How can we help you with your bulbs today?
Actually, they're doing well, except for the fact that, and this is something that I've noticed, perennially, is that the tips on the foliage are yellow, a little bit yellow. The rest of the foliage is green, and I'm getting flowers and blooms, and that's fine. And it's only on the daffodils. You know, I've got no problem with the tulips or any of the other bulb plants. And it's something I've experienced, on a fairly regular basis. So I just wondered if you had an idea or you know what is causing this yellow tipping happening.
Okay. I've had that in the past. I live in Maine. And usually what happens is the daffodil is one of the early bloomers. And it sends the foliage out of the ground before a tulip, before hyacinths. And what happens is they come out and they may only grow 1 inch. And they just kind of sit there waiting until the weather will stabilize. And then once the weather gets warm on a regular basis, then the foliage just explodes and will grow to be a foot tall. And then the flower buds come out of that. And
right.
what I have found is, especially the years where the weather bounces from hot to cold and hot to cold, you get the foliage that comes up, and it's like a periscope for a submarine. It's looking around and saying, hey, do I send out the rest of the leaves here?
Right.
And if the weather gets nice and we get some 50s and 60s, and my house in Maine, we had on Easter, we were like 80 degrees out. And right now, right now it's
I know what you mean.
Like,
you're right about that. The foliage was up way early. As a matter of fact, I had some other plants. I had to go collect snow out of snow bankings and cover my plants that were trying to come up because of that really deep, deep cold that we had in March. I had to cover them over with snow.
Yeah. So the thing that happens when that foliage is out of the ground and it's used to some nice weather and then we get cold weather and snow, it burns the tip of the foliage.
Right.
And so it doesn't kill the plant. It's just you get this discoloration on that maybe a quarter to a half an inch. And if it's something that you don't like to look at, take a pair of scissors and just clip it off. But it's just due to the weather that bounces, hot, cold, hot, cold. And this year, I mean, we had snow like 3 weeks ago at my house.
I know. It was awful. Hey, and I have one real quick. Thank you for answering that one. I've got one real quick. When you were talking this morning about the tree and shrub on the lilies
right.
from Bayer, and
right.
that it's obviously a systemic. But what about the blossoms and the bees? When the flowers open, and that Bayer stuff is in that plant, doesn't that affect the bees, or does it wear off before the flowers bloom?
What you want to do, if you're growing lilies and you want to prevent them from being killed by the Asiatic lily beetle
right.
on your fancy lilies, what you do is as soon as the flower opens, pull the pollen sacs off the plant. So reach into the bloom, pull out the pollen sacs, and that way the bees, they can go all the way around it, but there's no pollen sacs, and they won't bother the plant, and you won't hurt them at all. Thank you.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a three-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, Paul. Up next, we have Shauna from New Hampshire, and she has a question about her superloom.
Okay, Shauna, good morning. Tell me about your superloom, and what are you going to do with it?
Well, good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. First, let me say I'm new to gardening. This is my second year, and I didn't have much success last year, so I wanted to get your help.
Okay.
I had some superloom delivered, which is organic blend of loam and compost from my raised beds.
Beautiful.
My lawn sand, soil is pretty much sand and rock, so it's horrible, so I kind of have some raised beds on top of the lawn. But last year I found that it didn't drain at all. The water just sat on top and it started to rot some. So I really want to give it a better shot this year. So I just wondered, is there something I should be adding to this loom to help it drain?
Okay, what do you have around it to hold the bed up? Did you put timbers or stone?
I have cedar, pieces of cedar.
Okay. And when you watered, it would stay there for long periods of time so that it was like a clay almost. It was heavy.
Exactly. Yes, and the water would mostly sit on top and then it almost started to mold up.
Okay. What I would do is I would go to a garden center, even a box store, and get some 50-pound bags of sand. And take the sand and put a coating of about a half an inch right on top of this super loam, and then take a pitchfork or a shovel and blend it up. And the sand that you add to it will help to give you better drainage. It won't affect the amount of water that the soil holds, but it will get rid of the excess. So I would first add a little bit of sand and then get a bag of a product called garden gypsum. And gypsum is what they make sheetrock out of. And when we lived in Massachusetts, my soil had a lot of clay in it. And like you, at times, especially if you got a lot of rain, it just stayed muddy. It seemed to be forever. And we put down the garden gypsum. And what that does is it coats the clay that's in the soil with a skin. And now the clay can't stick together because of this coating. And the drainage was greatly improved. So I think some garden gypsum and some sand, take your pitchfork and your shovel and blend it all up together, and I think you're going to see a noticeable difference.
And how much gypsum am I getting?
A 50-pound bag did 1,000 square feet.
Okay. That's a
and
lot. It's probably like 6 by 12, maybe.
Your flower bed is? Your
yeah.
vegetable bed is? Well, you
yeah.
could buy gypsum in a 5 or a 10-pound bag from a nursery or a garden center, a feed and grain store. But they usually have it in a 5 or a 10 and then a 50. And I use 50s because I was treating my lawn because it stayed mucky. And after I put the garden gypsum down, and then in the fall of the year, I put down garden gypsum along the road. And what that did is it opened up the ground. And when the snow plow came up the street and dumped the snow back on my property with the salt and the sand, the salt, instead of just sitting on the surface and killing the grass, the ground was more porous. And when you got some rain and the snow melted, it flushed it out of the root zone, and now the grass stays green. It doesn't die due to the salt. So it has many uses. In my vegetable garden, I had carrots that would grow like 3 inches. I started using the gypsum. The carrots got to be 9, 10, 11 inches long. So it made a big difference. It softens the soil and gets rid of the excess. Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.